Good morning. It's not Thanksgiving week yet, but I think it's fair to say that it's Thanksgiving month. Despite the abundance of Christmas decorations already up in stores, despite the abundance of Christmas catalogs already appearing in my mailbox, despite the Christmas lights being put up on houses, and even despite the Christmas music that is already playing on some radio stations. Now, I'm not saying that we couldn't all possibly benefit from a little Christmas spirit right now. But before we go full steam ahead with all of that, let's take a breath and remember that at this time of year across the United States, our hearts and minds tend to tune in more than usual to what's good in our lives, to all that we have to be thankful for. And certainly no one can dispute the fact that this year, 2020, certainly more than any other year in my lifetime, we can all, individually and collectively, stand to pause and reflect on all that exists in our lives and in the world for which we are thankful. Regardless of the many boundaries and divisions that we have created among ourselves, whether socioeconomic or racial or religious or political or so many others, at this time of year, people are more likely to give thanks to God for what's good in their lives. Even in the face of lingering unease and bitterness around the recent election, even in the presence of ongoing racial unrest and ever-growing awareness of systemic racial injustice, even in the midst of steadily increasing cases of COVID-19 and COVID-19-related deaths, even in the face of all of that and more, I anticipate that in the next couple of weeks, there will be an increasing spirit of thankfulness, an increasing attitude of gratitude around our country, because there is much for which we can be thankful, and God is good. I encourage you, in fact, this morning, if you have the capability, to share in the chat something for which you are grateful. Anything for which you feel moved to give thanks in these moments. Because by sharing what's good in our lives and by seeing what's good in others' lives, we can do our part to encourage an attitude of gratitude right here in our presbytery and well beyond. Because having an attitude of gratitude is a good thing, right? Certainly. That's what the almost 65 million websites that Google came up with in less than a second when I typed in attitude of gratitude would lead us to believe. Thanks to Google, you can quickly find the advantages of cultivating an attitude of gratitude, tips on how to develop an attitude of gratitude, how to maintain an attitude of gratitude, famous people who exhibit an attitude of gratitude, quotes to inspire you to live with an attitude of gratitude. And for those of you who are so inclined, you can even find the scientifically proven benefits of having an attitude of gratitude. Also, as we know, as people of faith, it's not just Google that sings the praises of giving thanks, but our holy scriptures do as well. In fact, we can even say that it demands it. Listen to the following very small sampling of these verses on gratitude. From the Psalms, "O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. God's steadfast love endures forever." And from Paul's letter to the Colossians, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful." From Philippians, do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And again from the Psalms, O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into God's presence with thanksgiving. And lastly, and perhaps one of the most familiar phrases, Paul's words from 1 Thessalonians, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. There's so much in our holy scriptures that praises gratitude, that exhorts us to give thanks to God, that calls us, as Paul puts it, to give thanks to God in all circumstances. But really, Paul, in all circumstances? That's at least a little less intimidating than Paul's words in Ephesians, where he challenges us to give thanks for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, we are to give thanks not just in all circumstances, but for all circumstances, pleasant and unpleasant, comfortable and uncomfortable, good and bad. That's a pretty tall order, to give thanks for all things. On a good day, I suppose I might be able to summon my deeply spiritual self and give thanks for something seemingly unpleasant or uncomfortable, recognizing that there could possibly be some good that will ultimately come from it. As a very simple example, here in New Mexico, I can generally give thanks for a rainy day, even when I need to be out running errands and end up getting soaked, because I know that in the desert Southwest, you don't complain about rain. Moisture is a good thing, period. But when I am feeling less noble and more distressed by my circumstances, more taken up with feelings of deep anger, perhaps, or grief, or anxiety, or fear, or pain, I'm less likely to be able to summon up feelings of gratitude for those circumstances. In those moments, and I will just own it, I am generally not able to do as Paul exhorts in Ephesians and give thanks to God always and for all things. In those moments, I might, again, on a good day, be able to find it within myself to offer a prayer of thanksgiving to God with gratitude for and in recognition of the other things, the remaining good things in my life, and at least in this way, at least pay lip service to the idea of being grateful in all circumstances, all the while wholeheartedly not feeling grateful for all circumstances, particularly those that are distressing. But as of yet, I am unable to consistently give thanks for all circumstances. Sorry to let you down, Paul. And in recent months, more so than any time in my life, if I am being totally honest, I have found myself unable to give thanks in all circumstances, unable to even pay lip service to that idea. Perhaps I'm among those Jesus would call out as ye of little faith, but I confess to you that giving thanks to God in the midst of what have been deeply distressing circumstances in my life, not to mention what's been going on in our country and in our world, giving thanks to God in these times has been beyond me, beyond my capabilities, beyond the capacity of my spirit. There are times in our lives when the darkness around us seems to overshadow the light, times when despair seems stronger than hope. There are times when the chaos that surrounds us threatens to pull us under. Times when confusion seems to reign. Times when it feels as though the turmoil within and without has dissolved the solid ground on which we have stood for so long. There are times when the struggle seems greater than our strength to bear it. I have felt as though I've been living in this kind of time in recent months. Perhaps others of you have had that experience also, whether in these times or at some other time in your life. For me, in this season in my life, in these circumstances in which I've found myself, it's been hard to say thank you. It's been hard to give thanks. I have not been able to come into God's presence with thanksgiving. Perhaps I am she of little faith, unable to easily see the good that will ultimately come from these circumstances. Perhaps I am she of little faith, unwilling to fully trust in God's power and promise to transform suffering into strength. Perhaps I am she of little faith, reluctant to give thanks too quickly for fear of not holding space and honoring the pain. At times I wonder if my lack of gratitude angers God. I wonder if God is disappointed by my inability to be thankful. If God is hurt by my inability to give thanks in all circumstances. Sometimes I wonder, is God saddened by my inability to come into God's presence with thanksgiving? My heart breaks with pain, and I wonder. And then I remember the words of Isaiah. But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. And the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. And my broken heart breaks open, and I know. I know that God is not angry with me. I know that God is not disappointed with me. I know that God is not hurt or saddened by my inability to give thanks. And I know that God is with me and loves me. I remember that God created me, that God formed me, that God has called me by name. And I know that God is with me and loves me. I remember that God has redeemed me, and that I am precious in God's sight and honored. And I know that God is with me and loves me, just like God is with you. and loves you. God is with us and loves us, each of us and all of us. God is with us in those times when darkness seems to overshadow the light. And God is not angry at our lack of thanksgiving, but is holding us close. God is with us in those times when despair seems stronger than hope. Not disappointed by our inability to give thanks, but whispering words of comfort and courage. God is with us in the chaos and confusion and turmoil, whether within or without, or both. And God is not demanding our gratitude, but God is offering her love. God is with us in all circumstances, regardless of our ability to give thanks for those circumstances. God is with us in all circumstances, independent of our capacity to give thanks in those circumstances. God is with us in all circumstances, period. And God loves us, each of us, and all of us, all of us, always, period. And for that, in this moment, I can give thanks. Thanks be to God. Amen.